There was no retribution or the person who caused problems for me. And فَلَمَّا أَنَ أَرَادَ أَن يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي وَعَدُوهُ لَهُمَا. When Musa alayhi salam tried to intervene and catch the enemy of both of them, this person thought, that is the Bani Israel, thought that Musa alayhi salam now is going to hit him. Then immediately he said, قَالْ يَا مُوسَىٰ أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَلْتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. That oh Musa, where people now, Allah had will, that he comes to a certain place where people were feeding the animals, giving animals water to drink at a certain well. Then he found that there were two girls, young girls, that had restrained themselves, who stayed away and in a distance. So he asked them, why is it that you all are standing here? Got water for them and drank, caused the animals to drink. ثم تولى. And then after he doing this action, he went and he made dua, oh Allah, I am in need of whatever you bestow upon me. Meaning, oh Allah, whatever shelter you provide for me, whatever food, whatever, I'll appreciate it. Thereafter, when they go home, that is the two girls, they go home earlier than usual, the father told the father, why don't we hire this person? He is a very strong person and very amanadar, trustworthy. Why strong? It is mentioned, these chefs were very, very cruel people. After drinking water from that well, they used to put a certain bowl or a stone so that no one could draw water from that well. Musa alayhi salam came, and know how strong he was, ants in a person. That is why one of the hikmat of looking after the goats. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu says that when he asked what period did he fulfill, the Hazrat Musa ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that he had fulfilled 10 years of his task. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards mentioning of Surah Qasas guidance. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning his qudrat, again in Surah Qasas, where Allah mentions that قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. That say, O Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah had to continuously make a night forever, in other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with a lot of wealth, etc., وَأَتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ, Allah said, we gave him a lot of treasures. To understand what was his treasures, that he leave alone the treasures, even the keys of the treasure house where the treasures were kept, the door, the keys for the door, a big jamaat who was strong had to carry the keys alone. And وَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ, doesn't he know Allah has destroyed so many people before him who are more stronger than him and who are more wealthy than him? And this doesn't he take a lesson? So then what happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the kisah further on, that when he comes out one day in pomp and splendor, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قُومٍ فِي زِينَةٍ, but then the people will reward you, and that is will be in Jannah. What happens? فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَالِ الْأَرْضِ, Allah mentioned we cause him to sink into the earth, and not no one could help him and save him from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next morning, the people, when they saw what had happened, they said, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهُ يَفْسُدُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِالْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَانٍ. That O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that being who has revealed the Quran to you, that very being will cause you to return to the abode of where you have come from. That is Makkah al-Mukarramah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the place called Juhfa, he turned in a direction, he accepts the test wholeheartedly, he's happy with the decision of Allah, or he becomes angry. On this also a person understand that Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned, that أشد الناس, according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثال فالأمثال. The person who's tested the most are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Therefore, cannot take him over there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through some types of tests, some tribulation. He makes sabr, and then he will reach that stage. Sometimes a person, because of his gunas, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him into difficulty. Here also a person understand, this is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that he can turn back towards me. So this is also
context that the ruh must come in control. That we have been hijacked, we have been robbed. If I'm robbed of my house, my car, my bank account, my properties, who doesn't want to, how he'll be worried to get it right? But shaitan has just deceived us. and keeping us happy. Don't worry, I'll give you whatever you want. You want a nice house, I'll give you a nice. You want to get, ask Hazrat Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah on one case, Hazrat, zikr will do all your work, as I'm also trying to explain. Zikr is your solution. So when we can make, and everyone can make his zikr, why we need a sheikh then? What's the necessity of listening to a sheikh and making his khidmat and tolerating all his vibes and everything? So without the sheikh controlling and monitoring your zikr, whether your zikr, like Maulana Usman Sahib told us, that nafil roza, sheikh will tell you, keep it or don't keep it. Sheikh has got your welfare more at heart than what you have got. And the knowledge of the nafs, the sheikh has got more. You haven't got the nafs of this. After 2 months, you write back to doctor, he says, must I increase 2 tablets or more? Now, which 2 tablets? You don't explain. You're just quoting that one thing. Sheikh has got 50 letters to reply a day. Where is he going to remember that your 2 tablets, which 2 tablets you are referring to? Elucidate it, write it, you must get. You get that, now you are worried, the fees you have to pay. Now you are worried you're going to pass. Finally, you complete your course, engineering, doctor, whatever you completed. Now your worry is to start a surgery. All that worry you have got, you start a surgery, you are happy. Now your worry is customers, patients must come. If they don't come whatsoever, if they don't come, etc. Our friends ask me, Maulana, no blood pressure, no sugar, Allah's person, no. But you got no guarantee when you can get a stroke, when you can get a heart attack. It can happen to anyone, and a person, many people, as they're growing old, husband, wife talk, I don't know what will happen in our old age. See, that poor person now, he has become paralyzed. That person got a stroke. Allah makes it burst with, and when they bubble with it, dirt burst all the time. What happened? So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us understand we have to get the ruh in charge, for that is the zikr of Allah, and then we make our namaz and see how our problems will get solved. Don't be overtaken by the glitter and glamour of this dunya. There is a historical fact also. Hundreds of people have explained how they have benefited. A lot of people, men, women, who have come, and what benefit and how their lives have changed. So try to free yourself for Ramadan. Come and spend Ramadan in the Khanqah, and for yourself taste it. The proof of the pudding is in the tasting. You yourself revel. Oh Allah, accept their sacrifices, accept their coming. Oh Allah, by each one's presence here, bless our gathering. Ya Allah, we don't know who is that brother or who is that sister who you love through her barakat and through his barakat. We beg of you, accept our gathering and make this the means of the hidayah, dini or dunyawi. If we are in jamaat work, let us carry on with our jamaat work. Or if we are ulama, let us carry on with our duties, oh Allah. But together with all this, let us do our tazkiyah also. We are shopkeepers, we are business people, let us carry on with our businesses and shop and everything, but let us do our tazkiyah with it also. When we went for Hajj one time, quite a few of our murids, their families were also with. When we went for Tawafi Wada, as we were just coming to Hajar Aswad, that huge crowd, and everyone, nobody was with one another. Everyone became on his own. So what that crowd, so just like that in this world also, lot of